I couldn't wait. I just couldn't wait for this news, y'all. Yo, man. Salute to everybody that showed love, man. We were supposed to do two lives, but I'm coming on early because this is breaking news right now, y'all. Breaking news, you heard? If you haven't joined the Patreon, make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. How 50 Cent got rich without dying, all right? This is on the Patreon, man. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. Also, we got a down the rabbit hole, a look into the wrong child's connections. You know what I'm saying? I showed a bunch of clips on this, didn't do too much talking and all of that. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. Yo, man, if y'all could, man, please show your boy some love to the Cash App, man. I'm broke, son. I barely could get people to join the Patreon, man. It's tough out here, man. It's tough, man. So if you do show love, man, please, man, I'm asking. Salute to everybody in the check-in, man. I see some nosy folks up in here. Danklin, what's going on? Starstone, what's popping? Gets 187. JL, what's going on? Tata, what's going on? Sigma Riding. Thick Vegan, what's going on? Say it as it is. I'm in early. Yeah. Chongo Chisma, what's popping? Your boy Troy, Brando J, Nasir the Infamous, Big J in the building. Yeah, we on it today, man. We on it. No, Jermaine Brown said no Diddy. Yeah, we got some footage, y'all. So as y'all know, let's get to it, man. Without further ado, as y'all know, P. Diddy is under fire with the Cassie situation. Now, just recently, the footage just hit the net of P. Diddy beating on Cassie, son. Now, everything she said, I believe it. And I'm going to show y'all the video today, okay? And then we got my man Mike Tyson, son. Mike Tyson jumped out the window and said some wild stuff, son. I want to know if y'all think, let me know what y'all think about what he said about Jake Paul. Now, I don't know when the fight coming up because I ain't even paying attention to it. Apparently, they going to have on headgear. I don't want to watch no fight like that, son. They did the same thing with the Roy Jones Jr. fight. What else? These celebrity boxing matches are corny to me, son. They corny to me, man. I'm just going to be honest. So a lot of people are saying that the fight may be rigged. I don't know. But if you want to tune into it, y'all can watch it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I stream the fight, but maybe not the day. I don't know. Maybe not this situation. Salute, Killer Crut, Killer Nudge. What's popping? Thank you, man. I appreciate you, dog. Thank you, man. I appreciate you for the donation, man. So y'all asked me about the last live. I ain't going to front. I took it down. I probably went over some people's heads with the topic I was talking about. So like I always say, I'ma feed y'all the garbage. Okay, I'ma feed y'all the scraps because that's what they want me to do. When I talk that real stuff, nobody's listening. I'm reading the comments, people talking about good afternoon and all of this stuff. I'm talking about some real stuff. Y'all not hearing me? Sometimes I feel unheard, but without further ado, let's play this video because I know people going to come in and see what's going on. But let's play this joint real quick, y'all. Look at this, man. This is crazy.
Allegations of abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The video, captured on multiple cameras, shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video. There is no audio. According to the complaint, Combs became extremely intoxicated and punched Ms. Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye, which, according to the lawsuit, prompted Ventura to try and leave the hotel room. The surveillance video obtained by CNN begins as she enters the hallway. The complaint says as she exited, Mr. Combs awoke and began screaming at Ms. Ventura. He followed her into the hallway of the hotel while yelling at her. The complaint goes on to say he grabbed her and then took glass vases in the hallway and threw them at her. In the surveillance video, Combs can be seen grabbing Ventura and throwing her to the ground. As Ventura lies on the ground, Combs then kicks her twice and attempts to drag her on the floor back to the hotel room. Ventura is seen picking up a hotel phone. Combs seems to walk back to the hotel room, then returns and appears to shove her in a corner. Moments later, he can be seen throwing an object in her direction. According to Ventura's now-settled lawsuit, the pair began dating several years after they met in 2005. They parted ways in 2019. Combs' attorney said the decision to settle was in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Ventura declined to comment on the video, but her attorney told CNN the gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Ms. Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. The video hasn't been seen publicly before and comes on the heels of a series of civil lawsuits alleging Combs' involvement in sex trafficking and sexual abuse, allegations Combs has repeatedly denied. In a December 2023 statement, Combs responded to the claims in all the lawsuits saying, "Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged." CNN has reached out to representatives for Combs for
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. But we knew all along that he did it. We knew all along. Now you can't say you didn't do it, dog, because the footage is out there. You cannot say it. The fact that you gotta put hands on this woman that weighs 110 pounds soaking wet is crazy enough to me. That was nasty, son. That was nasty, son. And she tried to run. She tried to run from that man, yo. She tried to run from that man. If anybody out there is dealing with domestic violence, man, please get away. Okay, please, man. That is nasty. That was nasty, man. What y'all think about that, man? Salute Cat and Way. Cat and Way said, please look into Sweet Baby Kim Belair. I definitely will. Sweet Baby Kim Belair. Definitely will look into that, man. I got you, Cat and Way. I got you. Thank you for the donation. I appreciate you, man. Anybody that sends any donations, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Yo, but that's wild, though. That's wild, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, J Monster B said he didn't have to kick her. Yeah, man. That is wild. You know what I'm saying? And the fact is that, like somebody said in the comment, he's going to deny it. He's going to claim he's innocent and deny it. But the footage is out there. Now, we ain't seen everything. Like I said, she still got that USB drive. And we don't know what's on that USB drive as of yet, but I'm pretty sure there's more. You know what I'm saying? Whatever Chongo said, whatever they say he did that ish. 50 Cent finna have a field day. Yeah. Yeah. Let me see. Tay said, crazy I clicked on so fast. I'm so upset that I'm just now getting the notification. Yes, because they want me to feed y'all the nonsense. I'm not allowed to give you wisdom or knowledge. That's what the Patreon is for. I have to give you celebrity gossip. Okay? Celebrity gossip is what they want me to give you. So that's what I gotta give you. If I want to continue, I got to give you celebrity gossip that you can't use. Miss Lady said he off Tupac, Kim Porter, and Biggie. Yeah, now these. See, now here's the thing, right? They always talk about this brother love and all of this stuff. He talk about this brother love nonsense and all of that, man. Listen to me, man. There's no coincidence that this man is this vindictive, son. He's on a full rampage. Everything Gene Deal said, he did it, son. Like, I heard stories about P. Diddy being a gangster and all of that stuff. There's nothing gangster about hitting a woman, son. But that right there, he showed no remorse. All that brother love stuff went out the window. It went out the window. And then, you know what's so crazy? This is why his son dropped that diss track, Real Talk, to keep the energy off of him. But it's back on you, son. No Diddy. No Diddy. Why would you beat up a beautiful woman like Cassie? What's wrong with you, son? You gonna beat her like that? Bro, this dude is different, son. This dude is different, son. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. They said, Naku said, just got in here. What I missed? This what you missed, dog.
Allegations of abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The video, captured on multiple cameras, shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video. There is no audio. According to the complaint, Combs became extremely intoxicated and punched Miss Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye, which, according to the lawsuit, prompted Ventura to try and leave the hotel room. The surveillance video obtained by CNN begins as she enters the hallway. The complaint says as she exited, Mr. Combs awoke and began screaming at Miss Ventura. He followed her into the hallway of the hotel while yelling at her. The complaint goes on to say he grabbed her and then took glass vases in the hallway and threw them at her. In the surveillance video, Combs can be seen grabbing Ventura and throwing her to the ground. As Ventura lies on the ground, Combs then kicks her twice and attempts to drag her on the floor back to the hotel room. Ventura is seen picking up a hotel phone. Combs seems to walk back to the hotel room, then returns and appears to shove her in a corner. Moments later, he can be seen throwing an object in her direction. According to Ventura's now-settled lawsuit, the pair began dating several years after they met in 2005. They parted ways in 2019. Combs' attorney said the decision to settle was in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Ventura declined to comment on the video, but her attorney told CNN the gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Miss Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. The video hasn't been seen publicly before and comes on the heels of a series of civil lawsuits alleging Combs' involvement in sex trafficking and sexual abuse, allegations Combs has repeatedly denied. In a December 2023 statement, Combs responded to the claims in all the lawsuits saying, "Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged." CNN has reached out to representatives for Combs for...
Ladies, let me tell y'all something. Money is not everything. Money isn't everything. Okay? Money is not everything. Don't think you are to stay with somebody because they have money and they're doing these things to you. It's not everything. That was disturbing, but yeah, it's crazy. Beardo secret hatred for quadriplegic. Yo, that name is crazy. She left Ryan Leslie for a bad boy and, well, oh, nah, son. You a savage for that comment, dog. I don't approve of anybody being hurt or physically abused. I don't approve of none of that, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't approve of none of that, son. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people out here that go through that on a daily basis, and they're forced to stay. They can't leave because they don't have no option, son. But you, I just don't think anybody should be dealing with that type of situation. And it's not only men that do that to women. Women do it to men too. Keep your hands to yourself. If somebody don't want to be with you, keep your hands to yourself. Let them just go. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it, man. Yeah, I see y'all following this topic. Last live, y'all wasn't following it, but hey, it is what it is. Gemini said, Gene Dill been saying it for years. Yo, now we believe him. It's crazy, man. All right, so let's talk about this, though, man. This is kind of suspect, yo. Now, I showed y'all a picture of Mike Tyson busting it down, and they made me take that joint down, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know. I can't call it. I'm not going to say Mike Tyson is with the funny business. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody from Brownsville. Mike Tyson then put in a lot of work in these streets. I can't even lie. He was, when I was coming up, he was one of my favorite boxers. All right. Now, my favorite boxer now is Javante Tate Davis. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I went from Deontay Wilder to Javante Tate Davis, son. It's my favorite boxer. Any fight he got, I watch it. But Mike Tyson and Jake Paul got a new scrap coming up. And they did a press conference the other day. Okay? And this is a little weird and disturbing, but I want to see what y'all think. For future references, no Diddy. Okay? No Diddy. All right, what you about to see is a no Diddy moment. All right, so no Diddy for future references. But look at what Mike Tyson had to say during his conference meeting with Jake Paul. This is no Diddy. This is no Diddy right here. This is crazy.
He said he wanted to kiss you. That's so ironic that he said that because I saw a picture of him dancing at 16 doing a little. He said he wanted to kiss you. That's so ironic that he said that because I saw a picture of him dancing at 16 doing a little dancing.
Oh, they flagged it. They flagged it. They flagged it. But so anyway, since they flagged it, Mike Tyson said he caught a hard on watching Jake Paul dance when he was 16 years old. Yo, bruh, that's unbelievable, son. That's crazy. Why would you say that? So he said he caught a stiffy watching Jake Paul dance when he was 16 years old. What? Wait, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, wait, what's going on? I don't know if he was trolling or what, but that was a little suspect, son. They flagged it because I guess it's owned by somebody. But bro, what? You know what I'm saying? That was crazy, Mike. That was crazy. I don't know. A lot of these celebrities, man, like I said, they getting strange, man. They're becoming strange people, man. Like, they always been strange, but it's like they get drunk with power and just say and do anything. You know what I'm saying? Naku said, nah, he dead ass, bro. I don't know. I believe that too, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mike got a wife and kids, but I don't know. What he said to Lennox Lewis, I'd never forget that. You know what I'm saying? When he remember that press conference when he came out of jail and he told that reporter off in that crowd? He told about that. He was like, I'm going to make you love me. You can never be the man that I am. You're going to make you love me. A lot of people scared of Mike Tyson. They scared to speak out against Mike Tyson. I don't know for what, because if Mike Tyson punched me, I'm getting paid, son. Yeah, snuff me. I'm getting paid, dog. You heard? You know what I'm saying? I don't even care. GLA said what he said. Listen. You know what I'm saying? Listen. A celebrity run down on me, I'ma just play dead. I'ma just lay there on the floor like, better call Saul. You better call Saul. I'm not playing, son. I don't care. That's why I say what I want to say. Like, what you going to do? You going to send your minions or something? Man, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Terrell said, I'm going to make you love me. That's what he said. I can't say what he fully said. He talked about the person, children, and everything. Y'all know that clip, man, where the reporter trolled him, and then he was like, you'll never be the man that I am. You'll never be the man that I am. I'm going to make you love me. That's what he said. That was when I first was like, yo, what's up with Mike? I was like, something ain't right with Mike. I don't know. It was just too zesty. Too zesty, man. You know what I'm saying? It was too zesty, man. You know what I mean? For real. Didn't he say he had a relationship in prison, KB? I don't know. If he did, that's wild. That's even more wild. You know what I'm saying? But just having a wife and kids, that don't mean nothing, son. I showed y'all that new rapper. He said he go both ways. Lil Yachty said he go both ways. What's up with these people, son? You know what I'm saying? It don't mean nothing. That joint don't mean nothing, son. They didn't flag the video. I don't know. They flagged it, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to play it again. Maybe I play it again. Hold up. Let's see if I take it off the loop. Maybe that's what it is. Hold on, y'all. Let's take it off the loop. Let me talk over it. Maybe if I talk over it, it'll work. Let's see what he said, y'all. I don't know what he's talking about, but it's crazy. You know what I mean?
For some reason, I haven't rejected.
Oh! Oh! There you go. Y'all heard what he said? He was watching Jake Paul when he was 16 on YouTube, and he saw Jake Paul dancing, and he got a stiffy. What? Yo, I don't care. You could threaten the, like, this is where boxing is starting to get strange now. Like, talk about each other's girlfriends. Talk about how you're going to mess him up in the ring, but now you going there. Yeah. Bruh, do you know how that could backfire on you? What would make you say that? Michael X said, Diddy got him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mike been to them parties. I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't doubt it, man. Now play the video of Adrian Broner sitting on Javante Tate Davis' lap, kissing each other. I don't know. I never saw that. I'm pretty sure it's out there. But I'm not going to do that because I rock with Tank. We bias over here when it come to Tank, son. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody in B-more, though. Mike Tyson down with that community. I think he's a closeted... Yeah. Let's leave the rainbow people alone. I just found that to be kind of strange. Like, what would make you say that, man? What would make you say that? Thank you, Henry. I salute you, man. Thank you, man. He said, keep grinding. Support. Keep grinding. Thank you, Henry. If you in attendance, my guy, I appreciate you, man. Word up, man. I appreciate you, dog. You know what I'm saying? That was uncalled for, though, that he said that. Y'all want me to play it one more time? Or that's enough? Y'all want me to play it one more time, but that's enough, yo. Tank did that fruity dance, shaking my head. I mean, I think that's a Baltimore dance, though. I think that's a dance that they do in Baltimore. I don't know the name of it, but I think that's a Baltimore dance. I know what you're talking about, too, Malik. Okay, salute, Henrock. Thank you, man. Salute, my guy. Salute. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Let me see what y'all talking about. He was doing that nasty ish when he was locked up. Yeah, man. Play the Diddy and Cassie joint again. I missed it. I don't know if I want to keep playing that because it's CNN owned. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they said, no, that's enough. Yeah, Tank Funny 2. They saying Tank Funny 2. He said he what? Oh, man, I ain't know that. Yeah, they saying I'm good. Don't play it again. I bet. I ain't going to play it again. Yeah, salute J Monster Beats. What's popping? Only if people just now come on here. Thumbs up. Yeah. I mean, hey, people don't like the video. They don't like it, man. I'm not going to beg for likes. I'd be damned if I beg for likes, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll be damned. If they don't want to put me in the algorithm, so be it. You know what I'm saying? High Tech Now said Tank did say it and Lady still green lighted. He said that for real? Y'all got to be trolling, man. He said that for real, man? He didn't say that. Oh, they said, Big Mitch said, yup, Tank said it. Hold on, man. If I find this video, Tank said that, man? No. 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 No, you talking about, y'all, man, come on, man. Y'all talking about the singer Tank. I'm talking about Javonte Davis, the boxer. Don't play with me like that, son. Now y'all going too far. Not the singer Tank. I'm talking about Javonte Tank Davis. Javonte Tank Davis didn't say that. The singer Tank did. You know what I'm saying? No. Y'all messed up, man. Don't do that to me, man. Nah. Not Javonte Tank Davis, man. I just Googled that. Yeah, Tank said it. The singer. Yeah, Tank said it, man. Nah, Javonte Tank Davis never said that nonsense. Why y'all in here trolling me, man? Come on, man. Don't do that, man. Nah, y'all wilding out for that. Y'all wild for that. Don't do that, son. Don't do that, son. Y'all almost shattered my dreams, son. I thought y'all rock with me, son. Why would y'all do that? Y'all trolled me. Y'all trolled me. Not the singer Tank. I'm talking about Javonte Tank Davis. I know he wouldn't have said no funny nonsense like that. Don't play with B-More like that. Y'all crazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all crazy, man. Y'all had me fooled, though. Y'all had me fooled, man. Y'all fouled for that, though, man. Yeah, Jay, he said, yeah, Jay Hart just dropped, son. You know how devastated I would be if Tank said that, son? What? What, yo? Not the singer, Tank. Let me change it. Javonte Davis said that? Because y'all thought I was talking about the singer, Tank. Nah, bro, we're not going to do that. Nah, man, this is going too far. Y'all got me good, though, on this Good Friday, man. Y'all got me good. Y'all trolled me. All right. I'll admit when I got trolled, y'all got me good. You know what I'm saying? They said Sugar is in the other tank. Yeah, the other tank. Not that tank. You know what I'm saying? Edwin said, Tank was on IG smacking his hips. We already exposed him. I think that's a Baltimore dance, like I said. That's a dance they do in Baltimore. I wouldn't take that as like no, you know, zesty stuff. Like y'all in the comments trolling, talking about he was sitting on AB lap and all of that. I don't know. Let me see if I can find that picture, though. I'll look it up. Let me see. If I see that. You know, I don't care for nobody, man. I don't care for nobody, man. I don't care for nobody. I don't see that with nobody sitting on nobody's lap. See, this is what I'm saying. You can't believe everybody in these comments because people will throw you off. Ain't no such thing. Ain't no pitch out there Javonte sitting on Adrian Broner lap. Like, come on, bro. Why are people lying for? Why you gotta lie for? You know what I'm saying? You the reason why freedom of speech is being taken away, because you got people out here that don't do the knowledge. They just say what they wanna say. Yeah, it's real. And then you got the sheep that believe it. Like Orlando Brown. How many people going to sit up here and still believe Orlando Brown, bro? Like, wait, what? Why are we listening to him? I seen the clip the other day. His retarded self. He going to say, he said, yeah, I know how Cat Williams got rich. Because he bent over in front of me and I made him rich. Wait, boy, what? So if that's the case, why is Cat Williams doing better than you financially? People don't ask these questions. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we... Thank you, Lola. Salute. Thank you, Lola. I appreciate you for the super chat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's crazy. Yeah, KB said, you ain't got to lie, Craig. I don't understand it, man. Benjamin said, Orlando Brown be speaking facts. You see what I'm saying? I'm not taking, listen, with all due respect, I'm not taking no advice from a meth head, son. He's a recovering meth head, son. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to take advice or anything he says. I'm taking it with a grain of salt. I'm sorry. I don't care if he was in the industry. At this point, we're being fooled. You cannot believe everything. Whatever gets the views, people will click on it. They will. You know what I'm saying? It's the craziest stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? J Stacks Calhoun, salute, man. I mean, just, you know, call a spade. If it don't sound right, you know, it just don't sound right. That's why I stopped talking about that dude. At first, I was like, okay, he might be on to something with the panda eyes and all of that. Then he started talking about, I'm Lucifer. And all of that. Wait, what? Wait a minute, dog. What's going on? Didn't you go on his YouTube channel? He's a Christian singing with his family. I don't understand it, man. Like, what? Hey, people believe anything, son. People believe anything. Okay? If that's the case, I'm a billionaire, okay? Ladies, I'm a billionaire, all right? I'm a billionaire. You want to have a baby, be a billionaire like me, all right? Tell you whatever you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Big Mitch UK, UGK said, you got to have discernment out here. That's a fact because let me tell y'all something, man. If you don't see the proof, or you can't find the foundation of where that came from. Listen, believe none of what you hear and half of what you see. Okay, it's all propaganda, son. And for the most part, these people are getting paid big money to distract you. A lot of people, son. A lot of people are getting paid to distract you, to keep you focused on the nonsense. But I'm going to do this again for y'all one good time. Let's play this video before we end the live, y'all. Salute to everybody on this Friday. Thank you for everybody that sent in a donation, man. Let's do this real quick for y'all, though.
Allegations of abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The video, captured on multiple cameras, shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video. There is no audio. According to the complaint, Combs became extremely intoxicated and punched Ms. Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye, which, according to the lawsuit, prompted Ventura to try and leave the hotel room. The surveillance video obtained by CNN begins as she enters the hallway. The complaint says as she exited, Mr. Combs awoke and began screaming at Ms. Ventura. He followed her into the hallway of the hotel while yelling at her. The complaint goes on to say he grabbed her and then took glass vases in the hallway and threw them at her. In the surveillance video, Combs can be seen grabbing Ventura and throwing her to the ground. As Ventura lies on the ground, Combs then kicks her twice and attempts to drag her on the floor back to the hotel room. Ventura is seen picking up a hotel phone. Combs seems to walk back to the hotel room, then returns and appears to shove her in a corner. Moments later, he can be seen throwing an object in her direction. According to Ventura's now settled lawsuit, The pair began dating several years after they met in 2005. They parted ways in 2019. Combs' attorney said the decision to settle was in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Ventura declined to comment on the video, but her attorney told CNN the gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Ms. Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. The video hasn't been seen publicly before and comes on the heels of a series of civil lawsuits alleging Combs' involvement in sex trafficking and sexual abuse, allegations Combs has repeatedly denied. In a December 2023 statement, Combs responded to the claims in all the lawsuits, saying, "Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged." CNN has reached out to representatives for Combs for...
Yo, salute to Leona. She said this happened in 2016 and they didn't fully break up until 2019. That's what I'm saying. This has been years he was doing that to her. Years. That's the most sickening part about all of this. This was years. And they met, I believe it said 2010 or something like that. They start dating. So 9 years. 9 full years of torment from this demon is sad. And you think about it, she really didn't have, you know, when you go in the details about how he blew up Kid Cudi's car and all of this stuff, man, like this. And then I believe that whole Wale story now that the dude was talking about from DC. I believe that now. This dude was obsessed with that woman, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously obsessed with that woman. And that right there is oh, man. Oh, man. I ain't gonna front, man. I hope anybody that's watching that doesn't get traumatized from that footage, man. But that was horrible to see. And the video is out there, you know what I'm saying? The video is out there. I just didn't want to show the parts where he was actually hitting her. Like that, I can't show that, son. I had to edit it and make sure people didn't, you know what I'm saying? Nah, man. Look, let me see what y'all saying. Remember before Jay-Z became a celebrity, my dad was a boxing coach. Jay-Z knows who I'm talking. My family employed his dad in the UK when Jay-Z was nothing. Okay. Yeah, let me see. It's over for Diddy Kong. Explosive anger. Yeah, man. He's going to have to explain that. And when we see these, when we see this footage come out, like I said, there's more to come. There's definitely more stuff out there that we have not seen. That we don't know. This is only the tip of the iceberg, y'all. This is literally only the tip of the iceberg. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Julie said, it doesn't make it okay to treat another person that way. Exactly. Just if she doesn't want to be with you anymore, bruh, just leave her alone. You P. Diddy, you could find any woman in the world. Why are you doing that to her? You could have any woman in the world, son. Why are you doing that to her? Do you know around that time when that happened, Diddy could have had any person he wanted? Before all of these alleged accusations came out, he could have had any woman he wanted in the world. Anyone. But instead, you rather do this to this woman and force her to be with you. That to me, I just can't wrap my head around that. I just can't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Serenity said, I don't want to hear or see nothing from these people no more. I feel you. But apparently, this is what they want me to talk about. YouTube wants me to talk about this. They don't want me to tell you the truth. So, I'm going to give you this. Okay? Alright, AAA job. I'm not going to read what you said, but you're absolutely wrong, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got time to retract that statement if you want. But that's not a good look on you. Alright? I don't know how you look in person, but that's not a good look. Because if that was your sister or your mother, you wouldn't feel that way. All right? And granted, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, my friend. Don't get me wrong. I understand what you're saying because some people have been traumatized since young. But at the same time, you gotta understand something, man. That situation didn't look like that. All right. It looked like forceful. It was like, yeah, no. Salute. Thank you, Ozone. He said, them Scorpios turned into Chris Breezy quick. Remember the Fab and M situation where when he knows let her tooth out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, Fab did. He did do that to Emily. Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did do that to Emily. Yeah, you got a point. Yeah, you got a point with that. Thank you, Ozone, for that super chat. But you're right, though. You're absolutely right. I don't agree with that, man. I just feel like some people should get away from that, man. Like, if you're going through stuff like that, any ladies out there or men that's going through stuff like that, man, just get away, man. And some people attribute that to love, like 888 said. Some people do attribute that to love, you know what I'm saying? And they think that if you don't do that to them, then you don't love them. I'll tell y'all a story. And this is a true story. One of my first girlfriends, right? She lived in my building. And we got into an argument. I was 17 at the time, and she was 21. She had a kid, right? And we got into an argument. And I went to my crib, right? She came to my crib drunk, raising hell. And she was like, why don't you hit me? And I looked at her like she had three heads. I'm like, hit you? What do you mean? Why don't I? She was like, you're not going to hit me? I'm going to be vulnerable right now, y'all. The following day, I went down to her crib to check on her as usual. She had my homeboy in there. Okay? So he's right. He's right. Some people attribute that to love, but this is not acceptable. You get what I'm saying? It's not acceptable. I don't do stuff like that. I just don't. Now, if you hitting on me, I'm gonna put you in the chicken wing or the full Nelson. That's a fact. I might pick you up and throw you somewhere across the room, but I'm not gonna ball up my fists and do all of that. Nah, son. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. Serenity said, for real, Jay? I wouldn't lie to you about that. But that person made me the beast that I am today. You get what I'm saying? These things never leave my head because it's like, yo, your first serious situation, right? Your first serious, what I thought it was. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, toxic stuff, man. Toxic behavior, toxic love. People are drawn to that, man. They think that that's, you know, it's like cool to do. You know what I'm saying? But that's real talk. It really happened. Hey, Jay and everyone in the chat. I have never hit a female ever. Yeah, nah. Yo, 888 job, son. We ain't throwing that on you, man. We ain't putting that. Don't put that on him, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got... Listen, let me tell you something. You got to be careful in this chat, son, because there's no whole bars, man. The people that follow me, son, are savage, son. They will say anything in this chat. They will even attack me, son. All right? If they don't agree with what I'm saying, they will get on me. All right? So at the end of the day, son, just certain things, bruh, just, hey, you know, everything ain't meant to comment. But I get what you're saying, dog. You know what I'm saying? He said women love chaos and drama, but when they get older, it gets played out. And she was fed up. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact, man. You know what I'm saying? That is a fact, son. You know, they still going to get on your case, bro. You know what I'm saying? They still going to get on your case, bro. And you know what I'm saying? This is crazy, man. You better hope this video don't go viral, son. Because look, you're going to have to change your name and your picture, dog. Yo, you're going to have to change your name and your picture, dog. Nah, KB, we ain't kicking nobody out, man. We don't kick people out in the chat over here, man. People can say what they want to say. You know what I'm saying? We let people, this freedom of speech over here, man. We don't do that. We don't kick people out. We don't do none of that over here. We let people rock. I don't know how people run their platform over there with that soft, tender nonsense where you can't speak about the host or you can't say what you want to say. Long as people not getting bullied in the chat, you know what I'm saying? It's all good with me. You feel me? Don't spam the chat and don't bully nobody. You feel me? Because I don't tolerate that. I don't like bullies. Just like P. Diddler here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a bully. Any man that you know, Cassie is a frail woman, son. She's petite. You got to be at least 210, 220, bro. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, son? That's a bully, son. That's a bully. You know what I'm saying? That's a bully, man. Yeah, Gats, we keep it real up in here, son. You listen, man, we don't block people up in here. You see the wrenches. None of them, they don't do no work. They just got wrenches because I rock with them for years. I got to give my man Jay Stacks a wrench too, man. You know what I'm saying? Cassie's at, oh, listen, man. See, I ain't gonna read that comment, but he crazy. Yes, Nay said they flaming Diddy in his Instagram comments. Yeah, he hasn't showed his face in a long time, I guess because of what's going on. But this footage is disturbing, y'all. This is like, it's crazy. I'm not gonna play it again, man. I ain't gonna play it again. Let me see. Yeah, they said no, and he in abuse. Yeah. Yeah. Jay, remember me? Kid in the chat needed money, so I sent it to him because y'all told me he was a regular, bro. Long story short, he never paid me back. He robbed me. Said I'd get it back tenfold. See, I told you. Caesar Sinatra, I told you, bro. Don't do that. He said that, listen, Caesar, I'm a talk about this. He came back in the chat again after that and said that he said the same story and said he needed gas. And I said, didn't somebody send him gas before? I said, didn't he get stranded or something like that? He used the same story he used on y'all in the chat. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people be in there doing anything. I don't block people, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know. People really may need help, son. Like, sometime I ain't going to front. It's kind of tough for me right now. So I got to ask the people for help, son. That's all. You know what I'm saying? If you can help, you can help. If you can't, you can't. But salute to everybody that does, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, y'all don't have to, man. And I appreciate everybody that does, man. Word. Yeah, but he used the same story. Like, he was like, yeah, I ran out of gas. And all. I remember you, dog. I remember you, Caesar. Yeah, exactly. He said stranded. Yep. Yeah. But I don't, you know, I don't block people because you never know. Somebody may really need help, son. You know what I'm saying? Somebody may really need it, yo. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. You know, I ain't here to block nobody's blessing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Salute, though, man. Appreciate everybody on the check-in. I've been up here for a long time just talking my talk. Salute, Les Charles. I'm going to shout some people out. Queen Lolita, what's popping? Let me see. Money Musa, what's going on? At the end of the day, Queen Lolita said, at the end of the day, Retreat family, life family. You know damn well they ain't going to pay you back, especially now when it comes to gas money. Yeah, gas is high. That is true. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they still going off on 888, man. See, I told you, you should have never put that in the chat, dog. You should have never said that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you should have never said that. Awful a lot of nah. I said, relax, bro. You ain't going to beat the chat. Yeah, they jumping them right now. I told you, dog. Majority of the people in the chat are females, man. Females, bro. Majority of them, man. And they don't play that stuff, man. Especially when it comes to that. You should have left that alone, dog. You should have kept that to yourself, man. All right, but salute y'all, man. I ain't going to do a second live. I did a live earlier. YouTube, I don't know. Y'all wasn't really rocking with that topic, so I came up here to give y'all this, man. But I'm going to leave y'all with this real quick, man. Leave y'all with this real quick, dog. This is crazy.
Huh? He said he wanted to kiss you. That's so ironic that he said that, because I saw a picture of him dancing at...
Hey, yo.
He's doing a little dance on YouTube, and for some reason...
You got a what?
He said he wanted to kiss you. That's so ironic that he said that,
nah, Mike. You wild for that, Mike.
Dancing YouTube, and for some reason I had to reject.